Good morning. It's December 13th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. Today's title is Light is Greater Than Dark. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Isaiah 9:2-6, New King James Version. One of my favorite things to do, and others' least favorite, is to sail at night. All of the ambient noises of the day are diminished or gone. There are no motor noises from other boats, no bird noises, no voices, only the sound of the water slipping by under the hull and the wind in the rigging. But there is a huge difference between sailing on a clear night with a full moon versus an overcast, starless night. Surprisingly, it's the changes in sound that make night sailing so appealing rather than the ambient light. Sailing in the pitch dark, even in waters you know well, used to be, frankly, terrifying before the advent of GPS. On the other hand, sailing with a full moon, the reflection stretched over the water like the yellow brick road, with stars strewn across the sky like diamonds, is simply glorious. It's the presence of light, even at night, that makes the experience a pleasant one. Virtually the same phenomenon can be experienced walking on a rural country road. With moon and stars, it's a startlingly pleasant experience. On a moonless, overcast, windy night, the same stretch of road can be scary. Why is that? Why do we have an innate fear of the dark? It's one of the very first fears we have as a child. Perhaps it's associated with bedtime and our parents leaving. Perhaps it's associated with the things we imagine in the half-light. But some remnant of it remains into adulthood. Darkness has always been associated with bad things happening. Evil can flourish where it is undiscovered. There's a reason Darth Vader dressed in black. But there is a remarkable quality to the physics of light. Light dissipates the darkness. There is no way for black to dissipate the light. Why? Because dark doesn't really exist. It's only the absence of light. Light illuminates, enlightens, educates, because it allows one to see. It uncovers evil and exposes it where it cannot survive. The chosen people were led for 1,500 years by a religious leadership that just didn't get it. They taught the people that they were to follow a strict code of 613 laws of Moses, knowing full well that it was impossible. The sacrifice of animals for forgiveness, as prescribed by the Lord, quickly became an empty gesture when not performed out of faith. The priestly leadership became hypocritical, sinning without qualm, while holding exposed sin over others. Over and over again, the people turned away from Yahweh to other false gods. Truly, they walked in darkness, unable to see what they were doing. Jesus repeatedly identifies himself as the light of the world. I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. John 8:12-9:15, New King James Version. Christ was teaching in the courtyards of the temple during the Feast of the Tabernacles, during which giant oil lamps were lit to illuminate the temple area for songs and dances of praise. It was done in remembrance of the light of the pillar of fire that led the Jewish people out of Egypt into the desert by night. The world being in darkness symbolized evil, ignorance, and sin. Jesus made it clear that faith in him is faith in the Father, John 10:30, and that this alone was necessary for forgiveness of sins, and these were granted eternal life. Furthermore, accepting God's gracious offer would result in the indwelling Holy Spirit, and no longer would the people be at the mercy of evil. Walking in the light of his enduring love would free the people from guilt and shame and the tyranny of sin that formerly they could never resist. This Christmas season, as you drive around with your family and enjoy the lights, or as you sit by the fire and admire the lights on your tree, or as you look into the night sky for a particularly bright star, remember that Christ has already won the victory over the forces of darkness. From his birth, to his sinless life, to his redeeming sacrifice on the cross, to his victorious resurrection, he is the bright light that dissipates the darkness and eliminates the shadows in which evil flourishes. Father God, as we prepare to celebrate the light that has come into the world, show us the way to be a light to those around us. Let your love for us shine through, so that others will be attracted to its brilliance and they can leave the darkness behind. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.